You guys having a good time? All of the mystic realm flows through the heart, through love. And one of the things that stops that is when you feel disappointed or hurt or whatever else. The cares and the worries of this world choke the seed. So sometimes don't try and do the mystical thing. Let God touch your heart. Because sometimes your court case in heaven or whatever isn't effective because your heart's wounded. So one of the things you have to do as a mystical person or just as a human being is learn to let God minister to you. Because God doesn't need ministry. He's doing all right. You know, he's pretty healed up. So one of God's real enjoyments in life is serving you. He prepares the table in the presence. He fills your cup. He makes you lie down. But the problem is we think we have to do it all. When really it's not about us, it's about him working in us and him serving us and honoring us and pouring out of his love. It says from his fullness we've all received grace upon grace. In other words, God is the giving God. So he says, since we're receiving a kingdom, we're receiving it. Ta-da! There we go. So you're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And it says it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So it gives God pleasure giving you this stuff. So by faith you step in. By faith you step through the door. By faith you engage the angelic. By faith Enoch was taken. So it's by faith. And faith is being anchored in God's goodness. In other words, you realize that God is good. And he's really, really good. And we've completely underestimated how good he is. So he is a safe spiritual mentor and guide into these dimensions. So I want to talk about ascending into heaven in this session. And ascending into the light. Because one of the big teachings, I think, for this generation is learning to ascend to Zion. Learning to ascend into the above, into dimensions of love, where we're caught up in the heavens, okay? But before we do that, I'm going to play a song, and I just want you to allow the Lord to minister to you. Because if you want to be a mystic, it means you have to allow God to love on you. A mystic is someone that says, he makes me lie down. He restores my soul. He fills my cup. It's kind of like the mystics are people that are slaves of love. The mystics are people that allow God's obsession with them to manifest. So it says, now he has taken me into the house of wine. Kiss me and make me drunk with your kisses. One translation says, kiss me and make me drunk with your kisses, for your sweet love is better than wine. It's like God goes to kiss. I'm not going to kiss you, Kevin. This is an activation. Don't worry.
No, I'm going to kiss him.
Because I love Kevin so much, right? But what we do is we try and avoid. Have you ever had a kiss moment where the person avoids the kiss? That's what we're like. Jesus and the Father are moving in, and Holy Spirit for the big pucker up. They're puckering up, and we're kind of trying to avoid it like that. But mystics are the people that have surrendered to the kiss. They've given up fighting love. A non-mystic is a person that's still having a war against love. They're fighting love. They're wrestling love. A mystic is somebody that realizes they've been swallowed by love, and they give up. So I'm going to put this song on, and I just want you to let Papa touch you, and if you need to if there's little cries in or whatever else, that's fine. Because, like I said before, tears attract the rains.
Do you believe what I believe about you? Do you know what I know to be? Put eternity into your heart. I've been madly in love from the very start, and forever we belong together. Do you believe what I believe about you? You are beautiful, so precious too. You're irreplaceable and unique. And I say, I think you're amazing. Oh, yes, I say, I think you're amazing. Oh, my love for you never changes. I say, I think you're singing over you, yeah. Like a bridegroom to his bride, like a father to his precious child, and forever we belong together. And I say, I think you're amazing. Whoa, I say.
Thank you, Papa. Oh, hey. So it's okay to be wrecked by God. Really, if you want to be a mystic in the traditional sense in the church history, they were love slaves. They were wrecked by love. They were intoxicated by communion. They were intoxicated by oneness. They were surrounded by angels. And they loved creation. And they loved the poor. And they loved the broken. And it was, and it's a beautiful thing. So journeying into mysticism is walking in the garden of spices. It is walking in the sweetness. It's in the love. And your heart becomes a garden. His heart is a garden. And then you start to release the fragrances of Christ, which is love. Love. All we need is love. Right. So if you get that foundation right and you realize I'm loved, he's not disappointed in me, I'm innocent, I'm in Jesus, the old has gone and the new has come, and you're a new creation, then from a place of rest, you can start to go into new adventures because the foundation's there of love, and you can then start to journey with God into incredible places, other dimensions, and he can do things with you that are abnormal because perfect love casts out fear. See, when you're married into love and you become one with love, you can go anywhere. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So you become fearless. See, the key thing to journeying in the mystic realm is union and being in oneness with God. See, he who's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And as you turn into him, you find he's already embraced you. and that you are altogether lovely to him. When you realize that you're altogether lovely and he's in you and you're in him, then you stop being afraid of heaven, because you realize it's your papa's home, it's daddy's home, it's your home, and that you belong there, you're a citizen there, and it's normal for you to have adventures there. Then you start to realize actually space isn't scary either if God takes you into the cosmos, because you're inheriting all things with him, and he can take you on incredible adventures, and then he can take you through time as well. And actually, going through time is a very common experience for people who engage the spirit realm, because when we move through space, we move through time, space-time. And then he starts to show you panoramic visions and expanded states that have come from being in his love. But love is the pathway into him. Love is the door. Love is the way. Now I'll show you the more excellent way, which is love. Yay. So we have to be those that embrace the way of love and not be afraid of being mystical. Because being mystical, this is a great quote from Albert Einstein, the most beautiful and most profound emotion we can experience is the sensation of the mystical. It is the sower of all true science. In other words, all the scientific discoveries that we see around us have been birthed from that realm. They're manifestations of God's goodness. That God's goodness has manifested, and someone gets that moment where they go, oh, wow, I know how to make a chair. I know how to make a light bulb. I know how to make a car. It's come from above. It's come from his love, and it's a manifestation of goodness. So you can get whacked off having a shower because it's a manifestation of his goodness. And most people in history didn't have that technology. If you took someone from the past and showed them the shower, you like turn it on and say, check this out. They'd be like, what? It's raining inside. And it's warm. And you can have that whenever you want. Well, mostly you can. Depends whether you live in this area. But you see what I'm saying? We are immersed in love. Even our beds, you know, most people wouldn't have dreamed of sleeping on a bed that like you sleep on. You're immersed in love. Those clothes that you're wearing, the way they're created, if you took them back in time, they'd be going, how did someone make that? Let alone getting an iPhone out. So our whole world is crammed with God's love. It's full of God's love. So if you see God's love in it all, you can be intoxicated by it. You could be triggered into bliss all the time because your whole life is full of bliss. It's full of love. It's full of kindness. We're getting there. Okay. What I'm trying to do is show you how I think, because people want to be whacked. They want to know how do you stay in it. Is you see God's love is so kind to you. You know, like when I have a little custard slice, it's like, what? What? And that creamy, you smell it first. You get whacked off it. Do you realize just how much God loves you? You know, and he wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy yourself. That's why you will often feel God in the thing you enjoy, because he wants to be there with you, enjoying it with you. You know, he loves you with an everlasting love, but he loves you beyond what you've ever even thought or imagined. Now, what I want you to do is take everything I just said for this realm and now realize that actually there's this other world as well, and it's still the same. He provides for me. He loves me. He protects me. He's with me. And now I can explore. Because I think God's heart for this generation is we stop waiting for death or the second coming. And we imagine it, that we start going up to heaven and going into these other dimensions. And it is happening. But I believe God's heart is that this intensifies and increases even in your sleep. That even in your sleep, you sleep, but your heart is awake. And you're going into new dimensions. In other words, love is the engine of perpetual motion. That as you live in his love and realize he loves you, and you come out from a guilty conscience because you're innocent, And you come under the tree of life, which is him, and you're in him, and he's in you. Then you'll start to feel, yeah, I can feel angels. Because your heart becomes golden through love. You know, often people say, I can't see in the spirit. But the issue isn't trying to see, it's taste to see. And taste comes from enjoying his sweetness, from enjoying the fountain of life, from enjoying the wine of his love. And you drink your way into it. And it doesn't. You don't have to look drunk. I know what some of you are thinking. I don't want to look drunk. You don't have to look drunk. You can fake being sober. It's okay. It's okay. I do it all the time. I do. I fake being sober often. Especially when I'm, you know, traveling or doing stuff. I try and look normal. But occasionally people realize I'm not normal. I mean, I was shopping in the mall the other day in Cape Town and the guy just wouldn't let me go, the atheist. He spoke to me for half an hour. He was so hungry, he could feel it. He wanted it. Do you know what I mean? And I enjoyed it. I was so happy that I spent half an hour sharing with God's love with this guy. Yeah. 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 See, you're made for the whack. It's not about just praying for one whack session. It's perma-whack, you know? Like just permanently whacked. I just pray that you're the drunkest person that you know. That these are the drunkest, happiest days of your life. Yeah! Bliss bombs. Bliss bombs from heaven. So let's just talk about heaven a little bit. Now, how many of you guys knew Bob Jones? See, I love Bob Jones. Yeah, she's doing a pogo. Come on. I love it. That's it. Boom. You're getting hot. It's angelic. See, because of the way I function, it's like, why do some people have the presence breaking out when they preach and others don't? It's because of the value and honor that you put on something. I really value the presence because I know what it can do to you. See, if I teach you loads, you could go away and forget it by tea time. But if you taste that sweetness, it'll keep coming. You found him. You found what you're looking for, right? Yeah. Yeah. Some people have like a big arrow going, brr, pick me, brr, 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 pick me. Oh, can we just do a quick activation? Put your hand on the person next to you. Are you the one that had the modesty blanket last time? We might need modesty blankets in a minute. I can feel it's coming. Oh, modesty blankets. And what you honor will multiply. So it can actually just get stronger through honor because thankfulness and honor is what attracts it. That you're thankful. So you say, I'm thankful for this little bit of presence. I'm enjoying this. I want more. Yum, 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 yum. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's it. Just release over the person next to you. Because the thing is, you've got it. That's the thing. It's the eye. As you release, it increases. Release and give, or give and it'll be given to you, right? It's like you are full of God. You're full of God. You are God's house. You're full of God. Now, it might be hard for you because of pain and grumpiness and other things. No, I get it. I get it. I know what that's like. But that's not the real you. That's not the real you. You're not really grumpy. You're born from Zion, okay? You're born from above. And so just forgive yourself right now. Just forgive yourself for being so grumpy. Today, you can stop being grumpy. It can be the beginning. And like, people won't know how to handle you because it's like, your face is different, the way you talk's changed. You have to let that happen. It'll help your marriage, believe me. Guys, grumpy doesn't work in marriages. Yeah? Whack works. Whack is good. With your kids, with your animals, if you farmers. What I'm teaching you is very good mystical theology. It is. It is very good mystical theology. Some of you are thinking, what is this? Well, that's mysticism, because it has the word mystery. Mystery, mystical is mystery. You know, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Some of you are like, I want the grumpy version of mysticism. You can have that. There's lots of grumpy mystical conferences. I've been to quite a few of them. It's okay. You could go back to that. That's fine. Just have a little break, though, right now. Little creamy break from the treadmill. All right. Okay. If you don't want me to pick on you, just do this. And I'll move along, all right? Just, come on, just let's do one more activation. Put your hand on the person's head and just ruffle it a little bit. Ruffle it. Be kind, considerate. Just a little ruffle in. A little ruffle. Oh, there's a good baby. Good baby. If you're on your own, do a self-ruffle. Self-ruffle in. There you go. Ruffle the hair of the person in front of you now. Just gently. That's it. Oh, can I join in? He's got such a lovely, shiny, just beautiful. It's fuzzy like a baby's bottom. It's just lovely. Oh, so nice. So nice. You're getting hot now, right? That's the angels. It can get hotter and hotter till it'll be so hot in here because the angelic. It's like spiritual menopause, you know? It's the manopause, I call it. I get the manopause a lot. You're so hot, you're sweating, man. Increase it, Lord. Who wants a little bit more right now in their bodies? Father, increase it. For it's the Father's good pleasure. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you. What are you doing? You're saying no already. Come on. Boom. You asked for it, right? come on. Afternoon sessions can be so boring, right? At least this isn't boring. So put your hand out. Whose hand is it? Jesus, right? Jesus' hand. Put it up there. There you go. Your own ministry team. It didn't cost anything. You didn't have to register for that, did you? We're nearly there. We're getting there. Yeah, see, it's working, right? Look, 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 look. Look how whack she's getting. Yeah, see, a mystic is a word for someone who loves the who believes in the beauty of mystery. And a mystic is someone that believes in unseen worlds and believes they can know God and they love the pleasure of God. On that basis, we are very mystical. And let's just enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy being authentic. Because, you know, this whole misery thing isn't really us, right? You know, we've tried it for a long time. It hasn't worked. So maybe we should get back to the blueprint of being heavenly. Heavenly, full of love. Soft, squidgy. Like, love is gentle, love is kind. You know, we should just be like our daddy. He's so kind. So he wants to take you into adventures, but if we turn it into a works project, we've lost it. This is meant to be a lifestyle of bliss and of wonder and of awakening, and where you're innocent and you're not afraid and you're going to make mistakes. It doesn't matter. God designed us to make mistakes. You know, Adam learned stuff, right? Children play. But children can sing before they can speak. And we're made to sing. We're made for play. You know, we're made for joy. We're made to enjoy heaven. See, one of the reasons people don't really have strong heavenly realm encounters is because they're not thinking of it as a thing I'm meant to enjoy. They're thinking of it, oh, it's a place where I've got to do this or do that or get knowledge of this or get knowledge of that. But Eden means pleasure. So we're going into the garden of his pleasure. And he wants us to journey gently in. See, mysticism for me is like this. It's a little kid who is completely doesn't know a thing about what's through that door, but their childlike heart. And C.S. Lewis tried to describe it, Narnia, is that they step in through that simple door as a child. You know, she was playing hide and seek, but she enters into a world of wonder. She enters a world where she learns to be a queen. One of the great queens of Narnia. And really, that's what it is. You're a child here, but when you step into that realm, you're a king. You're a queen. And I've been shocked at how they treat you and how they honor you and how much dignity you have. And you have seats of authority and positions of responsibility. But you have friends there. I mean, you know, angels have to move from being just a thing that's doing something to a person you have a relationship with. You know, one of the things the church has done is strip relationship out of everything. But, you know, even angels have relationship with God and they have relationship with you. And many of the saints of old knew their angels intimately because God wants us to be a part of a big family because we are family. There's one family in heaven and on earth. Whew. Oh, thank you. So God uses movies to say that we can fall into heaven. You know, Alice followed the white rabbit, TikTok, and fell upwards. And that's really what heaven's like. It's like the little angel's like, come on, buddy. And it's like, come with me. And he's inviting you. See, we're thinking, I've got to press in for heaven. No, just follow God. It's love, and you'll be in lots of dimensions, and things will happen to you. But even if you don't go into those dimensions, love is what it's about, and you already have everything. I posted on Facebook, you know, if I just manage to live in God's presence for the rest of my life, I will consider myself to be fully satisfied. Because his presence is everything. And we're going to explore all these realms in the ages to come. But what will happen to you is as you open up with a childlike heart, as you're enjoying God, as you're being with God, things will open up. And that can happen to you when you're outside or in the car or in the shower. These realms will open up. And God's using movies to try and open up our imaginations because we're thinking too small. This is Doctor Strange, and in it, he's a surgeon who discovers how to make portals. And go through portals and teleport and do magic and bend time. It really is a picture of what we could do because actually those experiences, and you know, Nancy Cohn was cheering on this week when I was with her, are very similar to what happens in the spirit. Like just the other day, a blue ring opened up and a portal opened up when I was in the middle of speaking. And, you know, these things open up and sometimes time bends, space bends, but it's very natural when you're in the spirit. See, being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day means that you're enjoying His presence. That's all being in the Spirit is. Because when you're in His presence, you're in Him, which is in the Spirit, literally. And then the whole thing opens up very naturally. So I love the Marvel movies, and all the Marvel movies, do you guys watch them over here or not? Are about dimensions and superheroes. And the biggest movie was Infinity War, where they destroyed Thanos, which means death. I think God's trying to say something, that a company of people have got to decide death isn't such a good idea in the cosmos and start breaking down structures of death and bringing life into the cosmos. Life. And Matrix, I've said about this before, but how cool was Matrix? The idea that you unplug from this, and they came from Zion. They came from Zion in the film. I mean, there's a lot of clues in it. Yeah, Trinity was looking for Neo. Saying, you're the chosen one. He gets unplugged and he realizes this is a fake world and that they're actually from a place called Zion. Anyway, right. I mean, there's some big clues in there. I'm just saying. Just saying. And then things like Interstellar, mankind's next step will be our greatest. I love the fact that that film was actually ultimately not about going to space. He went into the black hole and he moved through the Tesseract and he was able to move through dimensions of time and go back in the past and impact his daughter's life in the past to create the solution for the future. So that the step wasn't just going into space, it was that we became beyond the fourth dimension, space and time beings. That's what God wants. He wants us to repair the desolation of generations and restore all things and begin to move through space and time. I mean, how many of you guys have been used in another time? Some of you have put your hand up, but really, you have been in other times. It says, when God created the earth, the sons of God shouted for joy. Sounds like we were there, right? Or we will be. We will be, because we get to see the cross. It says we'll all see the cross. That's what I believe the black cloud was around Jesus, the cloud of witnesses. It says everyone will see him. So you're going to see him in the future, in the past. And these are the things God wants to know. This is a photo of the first ever actual photo of a black hole, which confirms to me something I've always known, that donuts are in space. I knew it. I knew it. Creamy donuts, fatty donuts are already in the cosmos. That looks like it's got such a nice glaze on it, doesn't it? Like, oh. But, you know, the fact that these things exist show there are other dimensions that interface, because where does a hole go? Holes always go somewhere, right? So some believe now even that we're in a multiverse. And there's strong evidence to support this. Now, I believe we are in a multiverse, and I've got reasons for that from personal experience, but also from the fact that it says in the beginning, he made heavens, not one heaven that we're in. He made heavens and the earth. Wow. And these are dimensions that God wants to take you in. In fact, what happened to Enoch was he popped out of our bubble. He was not. Because in here, he's an Enoch. But out there, he's a was not. And he actually went out the membrane. There's a membrane at the furthest reaches of all of what we call space and time, including the heavens. There's an actually edge to it. And he went out that membrane. He went through the whole cosmos, but he went out of that membrane and became a was not. So I know different people that have been into different bubbles of space and time. I believe there's another universe that intersects with ours. And the reason I believe that is, firstly, I've seen it. But secondly, because on the cosmic microwave background, there's a dark spot, which scientists say they think is where another universe leans up against ours. First creation, second creation. Ian Clayton believes that the Watchers came from that. The ones that bred with women, they came from that first universe and left their first estate. So there's more to the cosmos than we realize. But it's all part of your inheritance, because you're co-heirs of all things, and all of this is connected to you, because all of that is waiting for the revealing of what we are. And there are dimensions that are like pure energy where you can actually create. So the fact is, we know that we're quantumly entangled, which means we're all connected. We're all we're all somehow, we've all come from the one, and we're many, but we're connected and we're linked, and you're linked to the heavenly realm. See, quantum physics, quantum entanglement works through this. You can take two particles and entangle them. And if I put one in Australia and one in Britain, they're connected. They'll behave the same instantly. So if I spin this one in Britain, this one will spin instantly. If I add another particle, this one will add another particle instantly. And there's only one way that that's possible, is that they're still connected in another dimension that we can't see. Because it happens instantly. If it traveled through space, there would be a delay, but it doesn't. That's what God's done with you in heaven. That's why you don't have to go through layers of heaven. You can if you want a tour of heaven or the space. You know, one time me and Clayton flew through space, through beams of color for 5 hours. And God took him to a place and they did something and it took 5 hours to get back. But you don't have to do it that way. That's the scenic route. The truth is, you're in heaven. You're quantumly entangled in heaven already. But it's the way you think determines the world that you see. Okay, I ran out of time. I'm so sorry, guys. But basically, we're finding the universe doesn't act like we think it is when you really look at it closely. That your particle, your waveform, but you're both at the same time. And nobody can ever say exactly where you are located in space and time. It's called the non-locality of matter. I can see your body right now, but if I try to measure the molecules and electrons in you, we can't quite make out where they are because they're in everywhere. It just looks solid here. But when we look at you on a quantum level, there's particles coming out of you and they're teleporting and they're appearing and you're entangling. In fact, everybody here is sending out electrons of light. They're entangling into everyone around you and sending messages to each other, which becomes encoded in you. This is actually science fact, not fiction. So we're entangled, and God wants us to start to realize that we're entangled into heaven, we're entangled into the cloud of witnesses, we're entangled into him, and we're entangled into all those dimensions of space and time. That somehow that multiverse is already in you. And that's why the Bible says, let us make man in our image. The our there, the Jews teach, is all of the cosmos putting its something in you. So it can have an inheritance from you. So all of creation's groaning for you to be revealed. I've run out of time. Sorry, guys. I've totally messed up having fun. So you're amazing. That's a good place to end. So I think you're amazing. And I think the next part of human evolution is us discovering that we're a new creation, that as he is, so are we. And that's already happened. And I dare to believe, even in this room, there are people that will not see death. I believe there are people that will not see death. And I'm not saying that glibly. I really believe this. And I believe there are people that will disappear for periods of time. You might disappear for 20 years and come back. You might disappear for 100 years and come back, because God is going to do things in this generation that no eye has seen and no ear has heard. And it's not even entered into the heart of the man. But whatever happens next is going to be so glorious. It says nations will come to the brightness of your rising. And it all starts with a choice to step into that realm and say, I love you. You love me. Let's just go and explore your worlds. Let's go and see where you are. Or as Jesus said, I want you to be with me where I am and to see my glory. Amen. Amen.